Chapter 88. Catalytic Converters. Catalytic Converters. Purpose and Function. A catalytic converter is an aftertreatment device used to reduce exhaust emissions outside of the engine. The catalytic converter uses a catalyst. A catalyst is a chemical that helps start a chemical reaction, but does not enter into the chemical reaction. The catalyst materials on the surface of the material inside the converter help create a chemical reaction. The chemical reaction changes harmful exhaust emissions into non-harmful exhaust emissions. The converter, therefore, converts harmful exhaust gases into water vapor and carbon dioxide. This device is installed in the exhaust system between the exhaust manifold and the muffler and usually is positioned beneath the passenger compartment. The location of the converter is important since as much of the exhaust heat as possible must be retained for effective operation. The nearer it is to the engine, the better. See Figure 88-1. Catalytic Converter Construction. Most catalytic converters are constructed of a ceramic material in a honeycomb shape with square openings for the exhaust gases. There are approximately 400 openings per inch 2, or 62 per square centimeter, and the wall thickness is about 0.006 of an inch, or 1.5 millimeters. The substrate is then coated with a porous aluminum material called the wash coat, which makes the surface rough. The catalytic materials are then applied on top of the wash coat. The substrate is contained within a round or oval shell made by welding together two stamped pieces of aluminum or stainless steel. See Figure 88-2. The ceramic substrate in monolithic converters is not restrictive, however, the converter can be physically broken if exposed to shock or severe jolts. Monolithic converters can be serviced only as a unit. An exhaust pipe is connected to the manifold or header to carry gases through a catalytic converter and then to the muffler or silencer. V-type engines can use dual converters or route the exhaust into one catalytic converter by using a Y-exhaust pipe. Refer to Figure 88-1. Most catalytic converters are located as close to the exhaust manifold as possible, as seen in this display of a Chevrolet Corvette. Catalytic Converter Operation. The converter substrate contains small amounts of rhodium, palladium, and platinum. These elements act as catalysts. As mentioned, a catalyst is an element that starts a chemical reaction without becoming a part of, or being consumed in, the process. In a three-way, catalytic, converter abbreviated, TWC, all three exhaust emissions, NOx, HC, and CO, are converted to carbon dioxide and water. As the exhaust gas passes through the catalyst, oxides of nitrogen are chemically reduced, i.e., nitrogen and oxygen are separated, in the first section of the catalytic converter. In the second section of the catalytic converter, most of the hydrocarbons and carbon monoxides of nitrogenide remaining in the exhaust gas are oxidized to form harmless carbon dioxide and water. See Figure 88-3. Since the early 1990s, many converters also contain cerium, an element that can store oxygen. The purpose of the cerium is to provide oxygen to the oxidation bed of the converter when the exhaust is rich and lacks enough oxygen for proper oxidation. When the exhaust is lean, the cerium absorbs the extra oxygen. For the most efficient operation, the converter should have a 14.7 to 1 air-fuel ratio, but can use a mixture that varies slightly. A rich exhaust is required for reduction stripping the oxygen from the nitrogen and oxides of nitrogen. A lean exhaust is required to provide the oxygen necessary to oxidize hydrocarbon and carbon monoxide, combining oxygen with hydrocarbon and carbon monoxide to form water and carbon dioxide. If the catalytic converter is not functioning correctly, ensure that the air-fuel mixture being supplied to the engine is correct and that the ignition system is free of defects. Refer to Figure 88-2. The base material, called the substrate, is used to support the wash coat, which is a porous material that is used to hold the catalyst materials. Converter light off temperature. The catalytic converter does not work when cold, so it must be heated to its light off temperature of close to 500 degrees Fahrenheit, or 260 degrees Celsius, before it starts working at 50% effectiveness. When fully effective, the converter reaches a temperature range of 900 degrees Fahrenheit to 1600 degrees Fahrenheit, or 482 degrees Celsius to 871 degrees Celsius. In spite of the intense heat, however, catalytic reactions do not generate a flame associated with a simple burning reaction. Because of the extreme heat, almost as hot as combustion chamber temperatures, a converter remains hot long after the engine is shut off. Most vehicles use a series of heat shields to protect the passenger compartment and other parts of the chassis from excessive heat. Vehicles have been known to start fires because of the hot converter causing tall grass or dry leaves beneath the just parked vehicle to ignite, especially if the engine is idling. This is most likely to occur if the heat shields have been removed from the converter. Converter usage. A catalytic converter must be located as close as possible to the exhaust manifold to work effectively. The farther back the converter is positioned in the exhaust system, the more the exhaust gases cool before they reach the converter. Since positioning in the exhaust system affects the oxidation process, vehicle manufacturers that use only an oxidation converter generally locate it underneath the front of the passenger compartment. Some vehicles have used a small, quick-heating oxidation converter, called a pre-converter or a PUP, mini, converter, that connects directly to the exhaust manifold outlet. These have a small catalyst surface area close to the engine that heats up rapidly to start the oxidation process more quickly during cold engine warm-up. For this reason, they were often called light-off converters, abbreviated, LOCs. The larger main converter, under the passenger compartment, completes the oxidation reaction started in the LOC. Figure 88-3. The three-way catalytic converter first separates the oxides of nitrogen into nitrogen and oxygen and then converts the hydrocarbon and carbon monoxide into harmless water and carbon dioxide. The nitrogen passes through the converter and exits the tailpipe and enters the atmosphere, which is about 78% nitrogen. Most older vehicles used a catalytic converter that had the reduction section first to separate the oxygen from the nitrogen and oxides of nitrogen. The oxygen released during this action helps provide extra oxygen to help oxidize the hydrocarbon and carbon monoxide into harmless water and carbon dioxide. However, since 2004, emission standards for oxides of nitrogen are stricter and, therefore, a larger reduction section is often needed. Therefore, the reduction section is now often after the oxidation section, which is the opposite of the way it was in converters for older models. See Figure 88-4. Refer to Figure 88-4. The small oxidation section of the converter helps build heat for the reduction section to reduce oxides of nitrogen emissions in the rear brick on most newer vehicles. Older catalytic converters had the reduction brick first, then the oxidation brick. Since about 2007, the allowable oxides of nitrogen levels were greatly reduced and the engines became more efficient at controlling hydrocarbon and carbon monoxide, and that was when the position of the bricks were changed. OBD2 catalytic converter performance. The PCM determines if the catalytic converter is ready for testing based on the following conditions, which may vary by vehicle make, model, and year. Number 1. Closed loop status achieved. Number 2. IAT sensor temperature higher than 32 degrees Fahrenheit, or 0 degrees Celsius. Number 3. ECT sensor temperature higher than 165 degrees Fahrenheit, or 18 degrees Celsius. Number 4. MAF sensor input from 15 to 32 grams per second. Number 5. Engine load less than 65% unsteady. Number 6. Engine speed less than 4,000 RPM. And number 7. All of the above conditions met for at least 4 minutes. These factors are the enable criteria that must be achieved before the OBD2 catalyst monitor runs. OBD2 catalytic converter performance. With OBD2 equipped vehicles, catalytic converter performance is monitored by a heated oxygen sensor, abbreviated HO2S, both before and after the converter. See Figure 88-5. The converters used on these vehicles have oxygen storage capacity, abbreviated OSC, due mostly to the cerium coating in the catalyst rather than the precious metals used. When the three-way converter is operating as it should, the post-converter HO2S is far less active than the pre-converter sensor. The converter stores, then releases, the oxygen during normal reduction and oxidation of the exhaust gases, smoothing out the variations in oxygen being released. Where a cycling sensor voltage output is expected before the converter, because of the converter action, the post-converter HO2S should read a steady signal with little fluctuation. See Figure 88-6. Note, because of more demanding exhaust emission standards for oxides of nitrogen, starting in 2004, the reduction part of the converter is now usually located downstream from the oxidation section. This is opposite of the way an older style converter was constructed. With better fuel injection systems and ignition systems, the amount of carbon monoxide and hydrocarbon exhaust emissions is lower than in the past. Using the oxidation section first creates heat to help the reduction section better control oxides of nitrogen emissions. The rear brick or reduction section is also larger than the oxidation section. Refer to Figure 88-5. The OBD2 catalytic converter monitor compares the signals of upstream and downstream oxygen sensors to determine converter efficiency. Refer to Figure 88-6. The waveform of a downstream O2S sensor from a properly functioning converter shows little, if any, activity. Converter damaging conditions. Since converters have no moving parts, they require no periodic service. Under federal law, catalyst effectiveness is warranted for 80,000 miles or 8 years. The three main causes of premature converter failure are the following. Number 1. Contamination. Substances that can destroy the converter include exhaust that contains excess engine oil, antifreeze, sulfur, from poor fuel, and various other chemical substances. Number 2. Excessive temperatures. Although a converter operates at high temperatures, it can be destroyed by excessive temperatures. This most often occurs either when too much unburned fuel enters the converter, or with excessively lean mixtures. Excessive temperatures may be caused by long idling periods on some vehicles since more heat develops at those times than when driving at normal highway speeds. Severe high temperatures can cause the converter to melt down, leading to the internal parts breaking apart and either clogging the converter or moving downstream to plug the muffler. In either case, the restricted exhaust flow severely reduces engine power. And number 3. Improper air-fuel mixtures. Rich mixtures or raw fuel in the exhaust can be caused by engine misfiring or an excessively rich air-fuel mixture resulting from a defective coolant temp sensor or defective fuel injectors. Lean mixtures are commonly caused by intake manifold leaks. When either of these circumstances occurs, the converter can become a catalytic furnace, causing the previously described damage. For most efficient catalytic converter operation, the air-fuel mixture should be near 14.7 to 1. See Figure 88-7. To avoid excessive catalyst temperatures and the possibility of fuel vapors reaching the converter, observe the following rules. Number 1. Do not use fuel additives or cleaners that are not converter safe. Number 2. Do not crank an engine for more than 40 seconds when it is flooded or misfiring. Number 3. Do not turn off the ignition switch when the vehicle is in motion. Number 4. Do not disconnect a spark plug wire for more than 30 seconds. And number 5. Repair engine problems, such as dieseling, misfiring, or stumbling, as soon as possible. Refer to Figure 88-7. The highest catalytic converter efficiency occurs when the air-fuel mixture is about 14.7 to 1. Diagnosing catalytic converters. Tap test. The simple tap test involves tapping, not pounding, on the catalytic converter using a rubber mallet. If the substrate inside the converter is broken, the converter rattles when hit. If the converter rattles, a replacement converter is required. See Figure 88-8. Refer to Figure 88-8. A catalytic converter that rattles when tapped was removed, and the substrate, or what was left of it, fell out. This converter has to be replaced and the root cause of why it failed found and corrected. Frequently asked question. Can a catalytic converter be defective without being clogged? Yes. Catalytic converters can fail by being chemically damaged or poisoned without being mechanically clogged. Therefore, the catalytic converter should be tested not only for physical damage, clogging, by performing a back pressure or vacuum test and a rattle test, but also for temperature rise, usually with a pyrometer or propane test, to check the efficiency of the converter. Testing back pressure with a pressure gauge. Exhaust system back pressure can be measured directly by installing a pressure gauge in an exhaust opening. This can be accomplished in one of the following ways. Number 1. To test back pressure, remove the inside of an old, discarded oxygen sensor and thread in an adapter to convert it to a vacuum or pressure gauge. Note, an adapter can be easily made by inserting a metal tube or pipe into an old oxygen sensor housing. A short section of brake line works great. The pipe can be brazed to the oxygen sensor housing, or it can be glued with epoxy. An 18mm compression gauge adapter can also be adapted to fit into the oxygen sensor opening. See Figure 88-9. Number 2. To test the exhaust back pressure at the exhaust gas recirculation abbreviated, EGR, valve, remove the EGR valve and fabricate a plate equipped with a fitting for a pressure gauge. Number 3. To test at the secondary air injection abbreviated, SAI, check valve, remove the check valve from the exhaust tubes leading to the exhaust manifold. Use a rubber cone with a tube inside to seal against the exhaust tube. Connect the tube to a pressure gauge. At idle, the maximum back pressure should be less than 1.5 psi, or 10 kilopascals, and it should be less than 2.5 psi, or 15 kilopascals, at 2,500 RPM. Pressure readings higher than these indicate that the exhaust system is restricted, and further testing is needed to determine the location of the restriction. See Figure 88-10. Refer to Figure 88-9. A back pressure tool can be made by using an oxygen sensor housing and epoxy or braze to hold the tube to the housing. Refer to Figure 88-10. This partially melted catalytic converter tested okay at idle, but had excessive back pressure at higher engine speeds. Testing for back pressure using a vacuum gauge. An exhaust restriction can be tested indirectly by checking the intake manifold vacuum with the engine operating at a fast idle speed, about 2,500 RPM. If the exhaust is restricted, some exhaust can pass, and the effect may not be noticeable when the engine is at idle speed. However, when the engine is operating at a higher speed, the exhaust gases build up behind the restriction and eventually are not able to leave the combustion chamber. When some of the exhaust is left behind at the end of the exhaust stroke, the resulting pressure in the combustion chamber reduces engine vacuum. To test for an exhaust restriction using a vacuum gauge, perform the following steps. Step 1. Attach a vacuum gauge to an intake manifold vacuum source. Step 2. Start the engine. Record the engine manifold vacuum reading. The engine vacuum should read 17 to 21 inches mercury when the engine is at idle speed. Step 3. Increase the engine speed to 2,500 RPM and hold that speed for 60 seconds while looking at the vacuum gauge. Results. If the vacuum reading is equal to or higher than the vacuum reading when the engine was at idle speed, the exhaust system is not restricted. If the vacuum reading is lower than the vacuum reading when the engine was at idle speed, then the exhaust is restricted. Further testing is needed to determine the location of the restriction. Refer to Figure 88-11. The temperature of the outlet should be at least 10% hotter than the temperature of the inlet. If a converter is not working, the inlet temperature is hotter than the outlet temperature. Testing a catalytic converter for temperature rise. A properly working catalytic converter should be able to reduce oxides of nitrogen exhaust emissions into nitrogen and oxygen and oxidize unburned hydrocarbon and carbon monoxide into harmless carbon dioxide and water vapor. During these chemical processes, the catalytic converter should increase in temperature at least 10% if the converter is working properly. To test the converter, operate the engine at 2,500 RPM for at least 2 minutes to fully warm the converter. Measure the inlet and the outlet temperatures using an infrared pyrometer, as shown in See Figure 88-11. Note, if the engine is extremely efficient, the converter may not have any excessive unburned hydrocarbons or carbon monoxide to convert. In this case, a spark plug wire could be grounded out using a vacuum hose and a test light to create some unburned hydrocarbons in the exhaust. Do not ground out a cylinder for longer than 10 seconds, or the excessive amount of unburned hydrocarbons could overheat and damage the converter. Catalytic converter efficiency tests. The efficiency of a catalytic converter can be determined using an exhaust gas analyzer. Oxygen level test. With the engine warm and in closed loop, check the oxygen and carbon monoxide levels. A good converter should be able to oxide the extra hydrocarbons caused by the rapid acceleration. If oxygen is zero, go to the snap throttle test. If oxygen is greater than zero, check the carbon monoxide level. If carbon monoxide is greater than zero, the converter is not functioning correctly. Snap throttle test. With the engine warm and in closed loop, snap the throttle to wide open throttle in park or neutral and observe the oxygen reading. The carbon dioxide reading should not exceed 1.2%, if it does, the converter is not working. If the carbon dioxide rises to 1.2%, the converter may have low efficiency. And if the carbon dioxide remains below 1.2%, then the converter is okay. Refer to Figure 88-12. Whenever replacing a catalytic converter with a universal unit, first measure the distance between the rear brick and the center of the rear oxygen sensor. Be sure that the replacement unit is installed to the same dimension. Tech tip. Aftermarket catalytic converters. Some replacement aftermarket, non-factory, catalytic converters do not contain the same amount of cerium as the original part. Cerium is the element that is used in catalytic converters to store oxygen. As a result of the lack of cerium, the correlation between the oxygen storage and the conversion efficiency may be affected enough to set a false diagnostic trouble code, P0422. Note, if an aftermarket converter is being installed, be sure that the distance between the rear of the catalyst block is the same distance from the rear oxygen sensor as the factory converter to be ensured of proper operation. Always follow the instructions that come with the replacement converter. See Figure 88-12. Catalytic Converter Replacement Guidelines. Because a catalytic converter is a major exhaust gas emission control device, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has strict guidelines for its replacement, including the following. Number 1. If a converter is replaced on a vehicle with less than 80,000 miles or 8 years, depending on the year of the vehicle, an original equipment catalytic converter must be used as a replacement. Number 2. The replacement converter must be of the same design as the original. If the original had an air pump fitting, so must the replacement. Number 3. The old converter must be kept for possible inspection by the authorities for 60 days. Number 4. A form must be completed and signed by both the vehicle owner and a representative from the service facility. This form must state the cause of the converter failure and must remain on file for 2 years. Tech tip. Catalytic converters are murdered. Catalytic converters start a chemical reaction, but do not enter into the chemical reaction. Therefore, catalytic converters neither wear out nor die of old age. If a catalytic converter is found to be defective, non-functioning or clogged, look for the root cause. Remember this. Catalytic converters do not commit suicide, they're murdered. Items that should be checked when a defective catalytic converter is discovered include all components of the ignition and fuel systems. Excessive unburned fuel can cause the catalytic converter to overheat and fail. The oxygen sensor must be working and fluctuating from 0.5 to 5 Hz to provide the necessary air-fuel mixture variations for maximum catalytic converter efficiency. Catalytic converter-related diagnostic trouble code. Refer to Chart 1015. Catalytic converter operation. Number 1. Carbon monoxide leaves the engine through the exhaust valve on the exhaust stroke. Number 2. The carbon monoxide molecule is starting to enter the converter. Number 3. A carbon monoxide molecule is ready to enter a cell. The number of cells ranges from 300 to 900 per inch 2. The substrate is cordierite, magnesium, aluminum, silicone, or foil-backed metal with a 0.002 to 0.006 of an inch, or 0.05 to 0.15 mm thick wall. Number 4. The carbon monoxide molecule enters a cell. The substrate is coated with porous aluminum, called the washcoat. The catalytic material is sprayed onto the washcoat. Number 5. The carbon monoxide molecule enters a micropore, which has been created in the porous washcoat. Number 6. The carbon monoxide molecule enters a smaller micropore. Number 7. The carbon monoxide molecule is absorbed onto a catalyst side. Only a few grams of catalyst material are applied to the washcoat. Number 8. The carbon monoxide molecule is converted to a carbon dioxide molecule. Number 9. The carbon dioxide molecule is exiting the small micropore. Number 10. The carbon dioxide molecule is exiting the larger micropore. Number 11. The carbon dioxide molecule is exiting the converter. And Number 12. A poisoned converter. Review questions. Question 1. What are the three most commonly used catalysts in a catalytic converter? Question 2. How does a catalytic converter reduce NOx to nitrogen and oxygen? 3. Why must a catalytic converter be mounted close to the exhaust ports of the engine? Question 4. How does the computer monitor catalytic converter performance? Question 5. What tests can be performed by a service technician to test the catalytic converter? Chapter Quiz. Question 1. What is applied to the ceramic substrate to make the surface porous? A. Honeycomb filler. B. Washcoat. C. Aluminum. D. Cerium. Question 2. Two technicians are discussing catalytic converters. Technician A says that the exhaust mixture must fluctuate between rich and lean for the best efficiency. Technician B says that the air-fuel mixture must be leaner than 14.7 to 1 for best performance from a three-way catalytic converter. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 3. A catalytic converter has to be at least how hot before it starts to work? A 500 degrees Fahrenheit, or 260 degrees Celsius. B. 1000 degrees Fahrenheit, or 540 degrees Celsius. Circa 1500 degrees Fahrenheit, or 815 degrees Celsius. D. 2000 degrees Fahrenheit, or 1100 degrees Celsius. Question 4. What two primary sensors does the PCM use to check the catalytic converter? A. Catalytic converter temperature sensor and rear oxygen sensor. B. Pre-CAT and post-CAT oxygen sensor. C. Pre-CAT oxygen sensor and MAF. D. MAP and TP. Question 5. A catalytic converter can be harmed by A. Excessive engine oil. B. Antifreeze. C. Sulfur from poor quality fuel. D. Any of the above. Question 6. Two technicians are discussing testing a catalytic converter. Technician A says that a vacuum gauge can be used and observed to see if the vacuum drops with the engine at 2500 RPM for 30 seconds. Technician B says that a pressure gauge can be used to check for back pressure. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 7. A catalytic converter is being tested with an infrared pyrometer. Which is an acceptable, or good converter, result? A. The inlet should be hotter than the outlet by 10%. B. The outlet should be hotter than the inlet by 10%. C. Both the inlet and the outlet should be the same temperature after the converter reaches operating temperature. D. The temperature of a catalytic converter is the best test to perform to locate a restricted, or clogged, unit. Question 8. Which exhaust gas reading indicates a good catalytic converter? A. O2 is 0. B. CO is 0. C. Both A and B. D. Neither A nor B. Question 9. AP0422, catalytic converter efficiency failure, is set. What is a possible cause? A. Engine mechanical fault. B. Exhaust leak. C. Fuel contamination. D. Any of the above. Question 10. Technician A says that the catalytic converter is warranted for 8 years or 80,000 miles, whichever comes first. Technician B says that after replacing the catalytic converter, the old converter must be kept for possible inspection for 60 days. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. End of chapter 88.